doesn't want to live forever? The Longevity Project is an eye-opening book based on a one-of-a-kind study following 1,500 people over 8 decades. This book changes everything we thought about how to live a long, productive life. We are joined now by Drs. Howard Friedman and Leslie Martin. Thank you. And you said I can call you Howard and Leslie?
Definitely.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is just remarkable. Howard, first of all, tell us a bit about the study.
Well, this is really a breakthrough study because it's the first scientific study that followed people from when they were children in that back in 1921 throughout their whole lives, when they went through adolescence, as they went through young adulthood, as they got married, had their own children, went into their careers, aged, to see why some people thrived, lived long, stayed healthy. Other people kind of fell off the healthy path and succumbed and died before their time.
But to have that body of information is just unheard of. And Leslie, is there a best indicator, one thing that really stood out that why people live long?
The best, most consistent predictor was actually conscientiousness. So a conscientious person is someone who is dependable and organized, prudent, they think ahead, they're persistent, so when they start something, they stick to it. That, and it might sound like this is a boring person, these aren't boring people.
No.
When you have those qualities, you tend to get more opportunities, and you have opportunities to do really cool, fun stuff.
All right, well, let's have a little true and false here, because that will help us get the message across a little bit more. I'm going to start with you first, Howard. True or false, carefree folks live longer than worry warts.
What do you think?
I think it's a little good to worry.
It is.
Kind of keeps your mind going.
Right. It's very important.
So it's false. Carefree people do not live longer than worry warts.
Right. We found, in fact, that your people was here, take it easy, don't work so hard,
yeah.
You know, stress yourself. We found that people didn't work themselves to death. They really worked themselves to life. The people who were committed to their careers, worked hard, stayed involved, and succeeded in their careers actually stayed healthy and lived longer.
Because how many times do we hear of somebody that they have been working all their life, and everyone's like, retire, then they retire, and they die soon thereafter because they don't have...
Well, because they lose their social ties, they lose their friends, and they lose their reason to get up in the morning. So it's really important. If you like your job, keep working.
All right, Leslie, got a question for you here.
Okay.
Gardening and walking are better for your health than vigorous exercise, true or false?
True. In a sense. We're certainly not saying that if you love jogging, you need to stop that, or if you love vigorous exercise, you shouldn't do it. It's certainly good for you. But the thing is, we know we should be active, and yet so many of us are not active because we try to do things that really don't match with our style and that we don't enjoy. We get bored or we feel overwhelmed, and so we quit. And so what we recommend is that people find something that they enjoy, and if it's gardening or hiking or tennis or woodworking, whatever it is, that's the thing you're going to be able to do consistently, and the consistency is what really matters.
Do what you love. All right, Howard, we got a final question for you. Folks who have their nose to the grindstone all the time live longer than slackers. I think we pretty much know the answer to that.
Yes, definitely true. The prudent, hardworking, conscientious people who stuck with it, that stick-to-itiveness factor, really was one of the best predictors of living a long and healthy life.
All right. Well, thank you, Howard and Leslie. I wish we had a little bit more time, but we're going to see you tonight on Nightline.
Right.
Going to delve into this a little bit more. So
thank you
very much. And again, you can see it about learn about living longer, a longer life. Go to abcnews.com/GMA and check them out tonight on Nightline.